Today's devotion is entitled, What's Wrong with the World? By Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. What's wrong with the world? I am. And he, Jesus, called the people to him and said to them, Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person. Matthew 15:10-11. A couple of weeks ago, I was vacuuming the rugs and floor under orders from my wife because we had guests coming over. At some point, I looked back at the area I had cleaned and there was dirt there. So I swept it up and moved on, only to turn around and see more dirt. I checked the vacuum cleaner. I accused my wife. That didn't go well. Finally, I looked down at my shoes. I looked at the bottom and there was the culprit. It was me all along. Life can feel like that, can't it? We can do our best to follow the rules. We can try to clean everything up in our life, yet we still find dirt on the floor and in our relationships. The same goes for humanity. No matter how hard we organize, pass laws, or engineer our bodies, society still crumbles, wars still happen, and people hurt people and themselves. Jesus says that it isn't what goes into a person that defiles him, but what comes out. The problems of the world lie in the human heart. Your problem with being good lies deep inside of you before a bad choice is even made. You are the one dragging mud around. It doesn't mean we shouldn't try to follow the Lord, do good, and improve people's lives. But in the end, we just end up vacuuming over the same problems like an infinite loop in the matrix. Jesus didn't come just to point out our tragic flaws. He also didn't come to give us tips on fixing it. Just as we are our own worst enemy, he is one complete Savior. Just as sin and death came into the world through us, life and forgiveness come through him. He cleans us up, not by helping us be better, though he does that as well, but by forgiving our sins for free. As you stand in your mess, Jesus stands with you and forgives you. Through the washing of baptism, he wipes away every cobweb and gives you a new heart full of hope and love for him and others. Yes, our lives are still messy. We still leave dirt everywhere. But we no longer live with a hopelessness that things will never be better. We no longer live with shame before the Lord. We live trusting his work and his words. We know we are loved, forgiven, and one day the mess will be gone. We will live in harmony with him, with others, and even with ourselves. In the meantime, keep cleaning. It is good for you and your neighbor. But don't do it because you need to earn God's love. You can't. You already have it in Jesus.